Some of the coaches and athletic directors and test administrators that were implicated in that nationwide college entrance exam cheating scandal have made their first court appearance. Joining us right now to tell us more about that is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. The dozen or so people who appeared yesterday for their initial appearances are sort of the guts of this story. They're the ones who are accused of accepting the bribes, or at least of greasing the wheels so that certain kids could get into these colleges, you know, even if they weren't necessarily qualified to get there. So it's really only the start of this entire thing. Of course, Rick Singer, the guy who is at the top of this pyramid, really, the one who is said to have had around 750 clients in his college admissions consulting firm, accepted something like $25 million altogether. He's already pleaded guilty. So these people are the ones who were under him. The feds have worked backward in this case, Paul, not picking at lower lieutenants and lower people within an operation to get to the top person, but getting the top person first, and now they're working down.
That may be to their advantage, don't you think? Because then as they work their way down, especially people that might want a more lenient sentence, they can implicate more people.
Absolutely right. You're 100% right. And we're likely to see that on Thursday. All of the people yesterday who had their arraignments pleaded not guilty. On Thursday, we are likely to see a guilty plea in this case. There's the former women's soccer coach from Yale is thought to have worked out a deal with prosecutors and will enter a guilty plea, and then we'll start cooperating. So this web of some 50 people, including parents, college administrators, athletic directors, coaches, and test-taking personnel could get much, much wider, Paul.
Absolutely. And I guess begs the question, you know, what is legal and what isn't? I think there's some gray area here where, for example, the parents that are, accused of bribery may or may not be guilty. The students, how much do they know? I mean, this is going to take a lot more investigating, isn't it?
Well, it is, yes. And if someone came to you, if a Rick Singer type came to you and said, hey, you want to get your kid into Georgetown University? Well, you give me $160,000 and I'll make that happen. And suddenly the kid gets an acceptance letter from Georgetown. The parents may or may not have known how that all happened.
Right.
Or, you know, they might have been fully aware that there was something funny going on. You look at a Dr. Dre situation. It gives millions and millions of dollars to the University of Southern California. There's a school there named after him. His daughter gets in. That's completely legal. Where is that gray line? Where is that line dividing these two?
Absolutely. And I think it's going to cause maybe a wider investigation of college entry practices, admission practices in general, isn't it?
Well, it is. And in fact, Betsy DeVos, the education secretary, is already talking about looking at the seven schools that are involved at this point to see if maybe something should be done about Pell Grants or done about federal loan dollars that are given to those universities. So it could come back on those schools at some point.
And we'll keep watching it. Jim, thanks for your reporting. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, bye now.